And good morning to Dr. Michelle Dickinson. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great, thank you.
I'm not sure we should be sharing this science experiment today or not, Michelle.
Well,
I'm not sure whether we should be.
Thing.
I'm not sure whether we should be encouraging the dad joke either. But you know, at all. But actually, this is a great study.
I think it's great. And look, as a new parent who is married to a husband who has the worst dad jokes, I figured it was at least relevant to my life and maybe to others. Do you have a favourite dad joke, by the way?
Oh gosh, not a favourite one. They all make me cringe. I don't think I try and remember them.
So making you cringe is part of it. So one of the things about officially a dad joke is it's supposed to be a wholesome joke told usually by fathers, and we'll come back to why that is, that's obvious or predictable pun at the end of it or a play on words, and it's judged to be corny or unfunny and makes you groan. So not any joke is a dad joke. The ones that make you groan are a dad joke. For example, a duck comes into a pharmacy and says, "Hey, give me some lip balm and put it on my bill." That sort of thing.
Oh, no, I'm not supposed to laugh. That's not, we're not laughing at dad jokes. Oh, gosh, just ruined that theory, haven't I? Like...
So we all do this. We all go, "Oh, not that funny, ha, ha, ha," and we think nothing of it. But there's a new article out, and it's a beautiful article. It's in the British Psychological Society. It was out this week, and it talks about how there's actually a really important use for dad jokes, and that is to help our children deal with embarrassment.
Okay.
So what it says is that dad jokes make your kids embarrassed, and sometimes they poke fun at their egos or their emotions, but in a really teasing way. And it says in this article that it's almost bullying a little bit, but in a safe space that, you know, no harm is meant by it. And so by continually telling their children jokes that are so bad that they're embarrassing, these dad jokes might push their children's limits to help them deal with how much embarrassment that they can handle and get used to embarrassment, showing them that actually it's not that bad to be embarrassed, giving them resilience later on in life. Now, the best time to tell a dad joke if you're helping your child to emotionally regulate is when they're just coming up to adulthood. Adolescence, because at this time children apparently seem to be more embarrassed, especially by their parents. And so dads or mums who tell dad jokes can exploit this phase and help to toughen up their children by telling them jokes that are so unfunny, that they are so embarrassing, that the kids just get used to the embarrassment and therefore are more resilient over it.
So I wonder, Michelle, then, if you are an embarrassment to your children, so you're not trying to embarrass them or put them down, but you do something which they think is embarrassing just in general, because I think a lot of teenagers think their parents are embarrassing a lot of the time. That's actually probably quite good for them. It could be broader than the dad joke.
Apparently it is really good for them. The dad joke is just, you know, what this article is pushing on. But yes, if it's not harmful to them and it helps them to learn that they're not going to die if they're embarrassed by this and it's okay and they can get over it, actually it helps them long term to deal with those sorts of emotions outside in places that might not be as safe as a home environment or a family environment. And so there you go. Now, also dad jokes, I just want to say this, don't have to be told by dads. They can be told by anybody. I don't want people calling in and being like, "Oh, I'm funny too." Everybody can tell a dad joke. It's just that the research shows that dads actually tend to be more rough and play more rough and tend to give more dad jokes, and therefore it's coined dad jokes. But anybody can tell a joke. It just has to have a unfunny pun at the end for it to be classed as a dad joke. If your child calls it lame, then that's typically a dad joke, but anybody can tell them. So don't write any letters. They're just called dad jokes by the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. Anybody can tell them.
I love it. Thank you so much, Dr. Michelle Dickinson. And I've changed my mind. I'm actually really glad we shared that survey, because that study, because of course I think as parents we embarrass our children the whole time, don't we? Especially as teenagers. And I'm just going to tell them at home, it's harm. I'm not harming you. It's good for you. Let me do it more often.